听力课堂，听 class.com。
Hello, friends. Welcome to Studio Classroom Worldwide. My name is Steve. Thanks for taking time out of your day to join us. Well, when you go somewhere, you usually leave something behind. At the least, you leave a footprint, which isn't always obvious unless you're walking in the mud, sand, or snow. But did you know, when you surf the internet, send an email, or make a phone call with your cell phone, you're leaving a digital footprint behind. It's true, and it's a little scary. If someone looks hard enough, they can trace your digital activity back to you. And that's the focus of this month's technology article titled Your Digital Footprint, which begins on page 38. So please join us now as we read.
Your digital footprint. How much information are you leaving behind? It's Monday morning, and you're late for work. Instead of walking as usual, you head straight to the subway. On the train, you use your cell phone to call a coworker about a meeting. Then you use your laptop and the subway's Wi-Fi connection to update Facebook and catch up on your emails. When you finally get to your office building's lobby, you swipe your ID card and zip up to your office. Without realizing it, you've left a trail of information easily accessible to others starting back at the subway station. This is your digital footprint.
Hi, friends. I'm Chip.
And I'm Chelsea. Thanks for joining us today at Studio Classroom. We are going to be teaching our technology article today. And this article is called Your Digital Footprint. Now, a footprint is the outline of your foot or your shoe that is left on the surface as you walk. For example, if you walk through snow or through mud, you can turn back and look and see the shape of your shoe that was left behind. But today we're not talking about a literal footprint, Chip.
Right. We're talking about your digital footprint. And I think the important thing about a footprint is that if someone has left footprints in the ground, then you can follow that person. You might not be able to see the person, but you can follow them by following their footprints. And that's an important idea when we're talking about your digital footprint, because when you use the computer, you leave a trail of footprints.
And specifically, a trail of information. How much information are you leaving behind? It's something you're going to want to think about today. Our article starts out by saying, it's Monday morning and you're late for work. Instead of walking as usual, you head straight to the subway. So maybe you're changing your Monday a little bit because you're running a little bit late. So instead of walking, you go for something faster. You go to the subway.
Right. And on the train or on the subway, you use your cell phone to call a coworker about a meeting. I think that's a pretty common thing to do. You at least, maybe if you don't have a meeting that day, you would probably use your cell phone. That's very common.
Very common. And then after you get on the train and you use your cell phone, you might even take out your laptop computer and the subway's Wi-Fi connection. You use that to update Facebook or catch up on your emails. Now, Wi-Fi is something that's fairly new in our technological age. It's very helpful. Chip, if you're using Wi-Fi, what does that mean?
Well, that means that you're using wireless internet. Okay, so you're using the internet without actually plugging a wire into your computer. So I think a lot of coffee shops, a lot of different places, even airports and other large public places have wireless internet. So it's very convenient to get onto the internet if you have a laptop computer.
And once you're on the internet, you might want to, as it says, update Facebook or check your emails. And if you update something, that means that you are giving someone the most recent information. Many of you probably are part of a social networking site like Facebook or MySpace or Twitter, and you like to update very often. You like to give people the newest information on what you're doing. And you can do this all from the subway train that you're on. You've already used a lot of technology this morning.
And when you finally get to your office building's lobby, you swipe your ID card and then you zip up to your office. Now, if you swipe your ID card, that might be one way that you begin the day's work. Or we might say that you clock in. You show the official start time of the day. And if you zip up to your office, what does that mean?
Well, in this case, zip is talking about going someplace very, very quickly. You zip somewhere, you go very fast. You might say, we were getting ready to cross the street when a car zipped by us very quickly. So you check in to work for the day and then you go up to your office very quickly. And without realizing it, you've already left a trail of information that is easily accessible to others, starting all the way back at the subway station. Think of all the technology you have used already.
Right, we've used a cell phone, we've clocked in with our ID card, we've checked into work, we've used our laptop computer and updated our Facebook page. We've used a lot of technology, and we've left a lot of information out there that is accessible for people to see.
And if it's accessible, that means that it's easy to reach. It's easy for others to get. It's accessible. So this is your digital footprint. This is the footprint that you're leaving behind you. Remember, a footprint is very easy to follow. And when it comes to digital footprint, people are easily able to get information that you have left behind using different forms of technology. And we're going to learn a little bit more about that today.
Gosh, this is already starting to scare me a little bit. I don't usually think about the footprints, the digital footprints that I leave when I use the computer. Well, we're going to talk more about our digital footprints here after the break. Before we take a break, let's visit the chat room.
Hey, Ashley.
Hey, Ken.
What are you up to?
I was just catching up on some reading. It's a slow day today.
Yeah, I can see that. Hey, speaking of catching up on your reading, do you need to catch up on your emails?
Oh, actually, I do. Thanks for reminding me.
Oh, no problem. Actually, I read that in today's Studio Classroom magazine. So what else can you catch up besides reading and emails?
Oh, let me tell you, I need to catch up on my sleep. I have not been getting enough sleep lately.
So you will make up the sleep you didn't get?
Right. You know, you can also catch up with someone.
Oh, I know, like in a race or a marathon, right?
Right. But I was thinking getting together with someone you haven't seen for a long time and finding out what they're up to. For example, if you don't come to the library for a really long time, and one day you show up, I would really want to catch up with you and see what you've been up to.
I see. But doesn't catching up with someone have a negative meaning?
Yes, it does sometimes. If you say, the stress of work finally caught up with him, and he collapsed in exhaustion, then it means the stress began to have a bad effect on him.
I see. Well, I should let you catch up on your reading.
Thanks. I'll catch up with you later.
Okay. 很实用的一个片语 catch up。Catch up with someone 就是追上某人赶上某人 Catch up with someone 还有另外一个意思如果你遇到一个多年没有见的老朋友你也许会 catch up with him 就是要了解他的近况了解一下过去这段时间他的生活工作感情方面的状况除了用在人身上 catch up 也可以表示赶上进度如果你想要在两个礼拜内看完一本书而你已经好几天没有书看书了你就必须要 catch up on your reading 若是你有很多的 emails 等着你回复你就要 catch up on your emails 睡眠也可以 catch up 如果你连续好几天熬夜你最好能够 catch up on your sleep 补眠好我们下次图书馆见
Hello everyone, welcome back from the break. When you leave footprints in the snow, someone can track you down, find out where you went and where you are. The same is true of the digital world. When you use a computer or a cell phone, someone can track you down, find you, and often access information about you. It's a little disturbing, probably nothing to get too upset over, but it is something that you should be aware of. Our lesson continues now at the beginning of the second paragraph on line 13. Join us now as we read.
Your digital footprint. Your digital footprint consists of all the information about you that is stored digitally.Why does this even matter? It matters because people you don't know have access to your information, whether you like it or not. Your information can be divided into two categories, active and passive. Your active data is everything you've added to the digital universe, like personal details on Facebook and Twitter. Your passive data is the information about you that is being recorded without your knowledge.
Welcome back. We are talking about digital footprints, this idea of leaving behind information, and all of this information that's being left behind about you is stored digitally.Now, if something is stored digitally, that means that it's not stored on paper, and it's not just stored in your thoughts or someone else's thoughts. It's actually stored using electronic means or equipment. For example, maybe through a computer. We use so many things that are digital today. I know cameras are digital, and TVs are digital, and cell phones and computers, and all of this equipment has ways to keep information.
Right. We live and work and move in a very digital world today. And so we have a lot of our information that is stored, that is kept digitally. Now, why does this even matter? Well, our article says that it matters because people you don't even know have access to your information, whether you like it or not.Now let's take a look at that sentence with Liz in Grammar on the Go.
Hello there, friends. My name is Liz, and it's time for Grammar on the Go. Our article today is about how much digital information you're leaving behind about yourself. Some information you leave is intentional, like things you would share on the internet. But then there's some information about you that gets recorded without your knowing.Like, for example, here at this metro station. There are security cameras everywhere, and these cameras have already recorded me coming into this station. So now, why does all this matter? Well, according to our writer, it matters because people you don't know have access to your information, whether you like it or not. Notice the phrase at the end of the sentence, whether you like it or not.This is a very useful phrase when you want to talk about how a situation will happen no matter what, and it is beyond your control. So in the case of today's sentence, even if you don't want people to have access to your information, there's nothing you can do about it. Let's have a look at some other example sentences. Let's say your friend's birthday is coming up and she doesn't want to celebrate her birthday. However, you and your friends are determined to throw a party for her. So you can say, whether she likes it or not, we're still going to have a birthday party for her. Or let's say your son isn't doing well at school because he's spending too much time playing video games. So you can tell him, whether you like it or not, I'm going to take your video games away. That's it for today. Be sure to check out the example sentences in today's grammar tip section in your Studio Classroom magazine. I'm Liz with Grammar on the Go, signing off. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Liz. So whether you like it or not, there could be people out there, strangers that you don't even know, who have access to your personal information. Now, our article says that your information that's stored digitally can be divided into two categories. Now, what are these categories, Chelsea?
Well, these categories are active and passive. Now, there are a couple of different ways to look at these words. Usually, if something is active, then you're trying to make something happen. And passive would be the opposite, where maybe you aren't trying so hard to influence or change a situation. Active and passive are opposites. In this context, in this article, we are talking about something a little bit more specific, though. Chip, what is active data and passive data?
Okay, well, active data is everything that you've added to the digital universe. Okay, so when you're giving active data, this is information that you are actually trying to put out there on the internet. For example, you might have personal details about your life on Facebook or on Twitter. You know, these are pieces of information that you have actively put onto the internet.
Passive is just the opposite then. Passive data, or that can also be said data, is when your information is going out to people, possibly strangers, without your knowing it. Things like when you order something on the internet, that information that you put on the internet to make an order somehow goes out to other people and other companies, and you might start receiving notices in your emails from companies that you have never, ever even heard of. And that's because your passive data is going out without you even realizing it.
And I suppose this passive data would include things like the information that someone has whenever I use my cell phone. I suppose whenever I use my cell phone, there are phone companies that record who I talk to and how long I have talked to that person. So there's a lot of passive data that's out there that I don't even think about.
And because we often don't think about our information going through our daily lives, it's not as though we're always focused on our data or data that is going out, but it is. And so maybe at this point we need to start thinking more purposefully about the information that we have about ourselves that is going out without our knowledge. We need to be more careful because we, of course, don't want any of our personal information getting into the wrong hands. That could be very dangerous.
Now, Chelsea, let me ask you a question. How often do you, you have a Facebook page, correct?
I do.
And how often do you update your Facebook page?
Oh, maybe once every one or two days I will get on my Facebook page and maybe add a little bit more information about myself. And of course, I have many friends on my Facebook page and they can see that information. But as we know, other people have access to that information as well, people that I don't even know. So it's important. Once again, this is a form of active data. I am willingly giving information, but at the same time, there's information that I am giving that it's going to people that I don't know. So this could maybe also be considered some passive data.
Okay. Well, we hope that our article today has helped you think a little bit more about how much information you are leaving behind, the trail of information, the trail of digital footprints that you leave behind whenever you use the internet, or really whenever you use technology. Hopefully we haven't scared you too much. Come back tomorrow and we'll talk more about our digital footprints. Here's a skit.
Hello.
Ah! Hi.
I'm here to measure your footprint.
My footprint?
That's right.
Okay. Well, let's see. Here's my foot, and here's a measuring tape.
No. I want to measure your digital footprint.
My digital footprint?
Yes.
Okay, well, here's my cell phone camera, and you could take a picture, a digital picture, and measure that.
No. What I mean is, I want to measure how much information you leave behind.
Am I leaving something behind?
Yes, digital information. Do you use this cell phone?
Well, yes, I use it all the time, every day.
And what about your computer?
Well, I use that every day, too.
Well, you're leaving digital information behind every time you use these things.
Well, does that matter?
Yes, it matters. Your digital footprint is too big.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, hold on.
What are you doing?
Oh, I'm looking for bigger digital shoes.
Oh.
Hey everyone, I'm Michelle. 这一篇文章的第一个重点我们看 zip 这个动词。zip 是指快速的行动或者是迅速通过。例如 ,Mom always wants to zip through the duty-free shops before departure. 妈妈总是要在起飞前飞快地逛一下免税商店。注意 zip 的过去式还有过去分词都要重复字尾的 p 再加上 ed。例如 ,a convertible zipped by us when we were about to cross the road.我们正要过马路时，一部跑车从我们身旁飞快地闪过。继续我们看的是 digitally 这个副词，它的形容词是 digital， 意思是数位的，所以副词 digitally 是指数位的。例如 ,all the customer statements were digitally stored in the bank's main computer. 所有顾客的对账单都以数位化的方式储存在银行的主机电脑中。或者是The production line is controlled digitally. 生产线是以数位化的方式控制的。最后我们看的是 passive 这个形容词。passive 在这里是指非主动提供的。但是一般 passive 的用法是指被动的或消极的。例如 ,women are sometimes educated to play a more passive role in relationships. 在男女交往的关系中，女性有时候会被教育要担任比较被动的角色。Passive 的反义词就是 active, 主动的。例如 ,Jake played an active part in this strike. Jake 在这次的罢工中担任很积极的角色。And don't be passive when you're learning English. Keep up the good work and I'll see you tomorrow.
Your digital footprint. How much information are you leaving behind?It's Monday morning, and you're late for work. Instead of walking as usual, you head straight to the subway. On the train, you use your cell phone to call a coworker about a meeting. Then you use your laptop and the subway's Wi-Fi connection to update Facebook and catch up on your emails. When you finally get to your office building's lobby, you swipe your ID card and zip up to your office.Without realizing it, you've left a trail of information easily accessible to others starting back at the subway station. This is your digital footprint. Your digital footprint consists of all the information about you that is stored digitally. Why does this even matter? It matters because people you don't know have access to your information whether you like it or not.Your information can be divided into two categories, active and passive. Your active data is everything you've added to the digital universe, like personal details on Facebook and Twitter. Your passive data is the information about you that is being recorded without your knowledge.
Well, friends, how do you feel knowing that there is a file of digital information about you out there in cyberspace? What kind of information do you think is in your file? Use these questions along with other Talk About It questions on page 39 to jumpstart an English conversation with your friends and classmates. Tomorrow, we'll learn more about our digital footprints and just how much information we are leaving behind. Until then, all of us here at Studio Classroom, hope you have a fantastic day. Bye-bye, friends.